joined now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. And coach, let's talk first of all about the offseason and your biggest takeaways from what this team did through OTAs and through minicamp.
I was really pleased with the group. I think the biggest thing that stood out to me was that this is a hungry group. They're very accepting of coaching. They want to be good and hungry to do the things that it takes. And, you know, it's just a matter of us getting to know them and being involved on a day-to-day basis with them and pointing them in that direction.
And, of course, the news that came out right at the end of this was Josh Gordon being suspended for the first two games of the regular season for violating the league's substance policy. Now, I know under league rule, you're not allowed to comment on any of the specifics of this, but you're also not allowed to know any of those specifics, so I won't go there, but I want to ask you, what is the plan with the receivers going forward?
Well, I feel confident with the group based on what we had a chance to see in the spring that we'll move forward. And, you know, a guy like Devon Bess and Greg Little and Travis Benjamin, some of the things we saw to him, and then David Nelson getting him back for training camp, and we'll move forward. And it's really no different than what you have to deal with during the course of the season in terms of, you know, guys being out and not being available for different games. I'm confident that the rest of the group will pick it up.
Were you mostly encouraged by the performance of that receiver group, Josh Gordon included, through these offseason workouts?
It's the off season is a time for those guys to really shine. There's not a lot of contact out there, no contact to speak of, and you know, no press coverage and those types of things. So it's a definite advantage for the receivers and for the offense for those guys. And so it was good to see them. They picked things up well. It's a young group that's still learning, and the addition of Devon was great. You know, his leadership showed from right away.
And when we looked at that group catching passes, we certainly focused on the quarterbacks throwing the ball. And it looked as if, for the most part, Brandon Whedon was grasping what he needed to in this offense. But he faces a pretty serious challenge because he's learning a new scheme and he's learning it from different coaches.
Sure. That's for young quarterbacks going through, you know, him in particular having to learn two systems in 2 years. He's done a real nice job of picking those things up and being able to apply them on the field and gain a good understanding of what we're trying to do. You know, the next step will be in getting out in training camp when there's, you know, the pads are on and you know, things are going to happen a little bit quicker, and then obviously getting into the preseason games.
And as far as the quarterbacking picture goes, determining who the starter's going to be, what's the timetable on that? I know you were asked about that at minicamp. Is it more clarified now as you get closer to training camp, or how are you approaching that?
Well, the approach will be we'll have a starter by the first game, and that's the timetable that I know will happen. And in my experiences in the past, typically it plays itself out, and you're able to assess and find that out sooner. But I promise we'll have a starting quarterback name by the time our first game comes around.
You went through full installation of your offense and your defense through the off season. Is that pretty much what's going to be in place from the types of plays you run and so forth during the course of training camp, or is there more install to go there?
We've installed most of the offense so far, and most of the defense and the special teams. What the layout of the training camp will be, on a day-to-day basis, will feature an installation that we'll get a chance to meet in the morning on, and then walk through mid-morning, and then we'll come back, meet again, and go out and practice late afternoon, early evening, and then we'll have a chance to meet again in the evening to watch that practice.
What's your experience been with players retaining kind of what they've been fed? As you say, most of it has been put in place during these off-season workouts. And then by the time they get to training camp, there's like whatever, a six-week, something like that gap between the last time they're on a practice field to training camp. The retention and how do you deal with that? How much – what's your expectation of how these guys are going to retain?
Well, I expect them to. We need to come into training camp, and it can't be something where we're playing catch-up from inactivity from the past, and you know those days are over. So most of the guys will be working on and looking at their playbooks. They were able to have those when we broke. So, you know, I expect them to come in ready to go. And, you know, we're playing catch up. We have a short time to get ready and you know, to put everything in going back to the spring, April 1st, when we first had a chance to get with the guys. So, you know, we need to – that mental part of it is going to be important.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Trent Richardson did not take part in the latter part of OTAs or minicamp, had that issue with his lower leg, and you said and he said that he'd be ready by the start of training camp. Are you still confident that he'll be ready to hit the field come July 25th?
Yeah, that's my expectation.
And with regard to the need to have him out there and how important it is, did he lose a lot of time, I mean, in the course of the offseason when he wasn't participating, that there's ground that he needs to make up once he's out there in training camp?
Well, just from a standpoint of being on the field and actually going through the plays and going through and the execution of those plays, he stayed into it mentally. I was pleased from that standpoint. He was really working at it, and any of the walkthroughs and those type of things that we did, he was out there and participating in those fully. So it's just a matter of, you know, him coming in to camp, you know, in good condition, which is what that rest we felt like would allow him to do, and then getting out there and getting a chance to execute and go do what he's been doing his whole life, which is running the ball.
As you mentioned, the off-season workouts are really a time when receivers get to flourish because it is so much a pitch and catch fest. But you are trying to look at, see, and evaluate what the defenders are able to do and how much they're able to grasp a new defense. And it seemed by and large that for the most part that it looked like this group was getting what they were being taught by Ray Horton and the rest of that staff. How pleased were you by how the defense functioned, at least through those drills?
Very much so. And I think overall, you talk about Ray and the whole staff, the defensive staff. You watch out there, then those guys look like they've been working together for years. And I think it's a credit to Ray and you know, the job he's done in assimilating and getting everybody together on the same page. As far as the defense goes, you know, I was really pleased with their understanding and the progress that they made as a group. And you talk about some guys that, you know, had to make some conversion from a, you know, specifically a guy like Jabal, who went from a defensive end to a stand-up outside backer, and the progress he made, and looking at Kiki Mingo and some other guys on the defense that came in as free agents as well, all coming together. So I think it was a heck of a job done by the staff, and we'll need more of that going forward in training camp. And, you know, really training camp's a time where you start assessing and working the physical part of football. A lot of this was the mental part up till now, and now we get a chance to get out and get the pads on and go hit a little bit.
And there's some competition, right? I mean, I know we've talked about it on the offensive side that quarterback itself is not something that you have officially nailed down. Maybe, you know, we'll see how it progresses with Brandon Whedon, but the on the offensive side of the ball, maybe that guard spot or the guard spots in general are something to look at with Jason Pinkston coming back from that blood clot. John Greco is in there. You got Sean LaValle in there. I'm thinking you seek some competition in the interior offensive line.
Yeah, we will. When we get a chance to get out there, we'll see. I think Pink going through the spring and just coming back, getting a feel for playing, he was a little bit rusty. I think this was good. So I expect all those guys full speed and full go and competing for those two spots.
And on the defensive side, the competition focus is at corner opposite the Joe Hayden spot. So seeing Buster Skrine and Leon McFadden and Chris Owens among the group competing there, safety, free safety being a spot that's competitive. And you've had Tashawn Gibson in there working with the ones through the offseason, but there's some other people that Johnson Batamosi, among others, and we're going to see how Jamore Slaughter comes back from his Achilles injury. And then you've got a kicking competition, both place kicker, punter, and a return competition. So there's a lot of places that your eyes are going to be focused on through the summer.
There is a lot of spots to be won, and that's where, you know, training camp is. That's a fun part of coaching and football, is seeing guys develop and, and put them in those spots, and they'll give them the opportunities to show what they can do and then formulate a team from there.
Will it make for a different kind of atmosphere, and did it already do so through the off-season workouts when, you know, there are fewer people, say, than a previous year who were sensing, I don't know if the word is entitlement, but certainly sensing that, hey, I got a job locked up here. There's a lot less of that going on this summer.
Well, competition is always a good thing. It makes us all better. And, the good thing that we have is a group that's supportive of each other at the same time. And, you know, building the team concept at the same time of having a competitive environment where guys can really work, you know, and compete with and against each other is what you're trying. And I think, you know, we're hopefully headed along that way.
And the other thing that stood out about your camp schedule is late afternoon practices going from 4 p.m. To 6:30 on those days. And I think with the exception of maybe a couple of early orientation practices, all of these will be contact workouts under the rules of the collective bargaining agreement, the numbers that you can have to do that, like 14 or so. Why did you design it to have such later starts for practices?
As I mentioned before, the layout of the day really is designed for that particular install or those things that we're doing and focusing on in that particular day. So in the mornings, we'll meet and install what we're going to be doing for practice. We'll go out and walk through it prior to going out in practice, and then we'll come back and review the walkthrough and talk about any last-minute things that we'll do for practice. And then we will watch the film of practice that evening. So really each day is laid out so that it's a learning standpoint. Everything you're doing is geared towards that practice that day and then finally reviewing it afterwards.
So a factor like just keeping them out of the heat or whatever in the summer, is that thought process go into it at all?
The later afternoon is a help with that. It really, all the places I've been have different challenges in terms of that. Certainly in Cleveland, the weather's not real predictable. So, these guys are in great condition, hopefully we'll get some great days out there and great opportunities to get out where we don't get rained out or those type of things, where we can get outside and get done what we need to get done.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, Vic.
Coach Rob Chudzinski joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.